In a potentially groundbreaking ruling, a three-judge federal panel has struck down the state of Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries, saying they're so gerrymandered that they violate the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the analysis used in the Wisconsin case suggests that Pennsylvania's districts might also be ripe for a challenge.
Courts have been reluctant to scrap legislative boundaries based on which party they benefit, in part because it's hard to find an objective measure of gerrymandering. In the Wisconsin case, the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center developed an analytical method to measure how effective each party's voters are in a given legislative map. The center's Ruth Greenwood says in Wisconsin, Democrats were packed into a few urban districts and Republicans were sprinkled around, so they had just enough to win lots of districts.
So that the Republicans will win all of the close districts and the Democrats will win districts by an overwhelming majority. If you then go through, that's basically a really inefficient distribution of Democratic voters, but a very efficient distribution of Republican voters.
The center developed an index for each map called its efficiency gap. Greenwood says they applied the analysis to nearly every state House election for the past 50 years and found Pennsylvania so gerrymandered that Republicans will control the House even in a year when Democrats do well statewide.
That's the hallmark of a Republican gerrymander. It doesn't matter if the vote swings one way or the other. You keep getting one side elected and having control of that chamber.
Pennsylvania Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman says the Democrats' problem isn't gerrymandering, it's demographics.
The seats they have are so overwhelming Democrat, but there's not much you can do about it because, you know, in Philadelphia there's only Democrats, where the seats that are more swing seats, the Republicans are winning.
There's currently no challenge to Pennsylvania's district map, though Greenwood says she's gotten some calls from the state asking about the idea. Meanwhile, the group Fair Districts PA wants to take redistricting out of the hands of legislative leaders, where it mostly resides now. Barry Kaufman of Common Cause Pennsylvania is a member.
We are working to try to achieve a nonpartisan commission, which is composed of people who are not politicians or lobbyists or party operatives.
That effort is stalled in the legislature. The Wisconsin case is likely to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Dave Davies, WHYY News.